Okay, good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Hey. And we're starting at the bottom of Lamed Amud Bet. So we stopped in the middle of this discussion of it here between the Malveh and the Loveh. And the Malveh says, I lent you money. He admits that he lost the Mashkon, but I lent you money, and the Mashkon, the mortgage, the pledge, that the security that you gave me was worth X. And the question now is, if the debtor, the Loveh, agrees or doesn't agree. Right, and that everything went fine, and we saw when the debtor agrees that he borrowed the money, but the mashkon, the malveh says the mashkon was worth half the amount that we still owe me another half, even though I lost the mashkon, and then the debtor says no, it wasn't worth half, it was worth a little bit more than half, so it's a modiv miktzat, and then we saw he had to make a shvur, and then we had the other way around, that it was double, it wasn't double, it's a patur, and then suddenly we had a change in direction, because the first three examples, the Malveh went first, and the Malveh said, I lent you money with a mortgage of this. And the Loveh said, no, you lent me that money, but the mortgage was this. And then suddenly, when I think Robert said, who's the story? And I said, wait, let's stop, wait till tomorrow. Because I'll be honest with you, I was running through it quickly, and I prepared it, but you know, when I run through quickly, so I don't always think as quickly as I'm running. So, it's written in here, said, Loveh alav. Right, so basically we'll see in a moment they're going to change gear. So before we get to it, just dedicate the Shilu Nishmat who have died in this war. Civilians, soldiers, to him, should all be healed. Mention Aryeh Adam Ben Raya and the Chatufim. Mention Matan Shachar Ben Anat, the last surviving member of the parents' tank. And Chatufim should be returned. Okay, so now what's going on over here? Suddenly the seller, I'm now... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30 lines from the body. If you look at the Tosfot, it's in line with Sha'al Min Aisha. Hello there. Right, Sha'al Min Aisha. Right, so the seller says, Hilvitani Alav, Shnayim. So the seller says, Hilvitani Alav, right, Shnayim, Hayashave. The seller says, I agree that you lent me the money, the seller, but the Mashkon was worth double the what you lent me. Vahala, and the Malveh here says, no. Keleseli yilvitich alav, v'chamisha dirarim ayashave. I agree, I lent you a seller. The mashkon wasn't worth double the amount. I don't owe you a whole seller. The mashkon was worth chamisha dinarim. Now, we said that a dinar, there are four dinarim in a seller. So if he says it was worth two seller, that's eight dinarim. He said it was worth five dinarim, like five eighths. So he in other words, according to him, right, he still owes, thanks, Anne. The Malveh agrees that he still owes the guy money, but he only owes him one dinar. Because I lent you a seller, and the mashko that I lost was worth five dinarim, which is a seller plus a dinar. So here the Malveh acknowledges that the mashko is worth more than the loan, which, let's be honest, makes sense. Because who lends somebody something if the mashkon's worth less than the loan?
Malveh is
the creditor. He's the lender. Right? So yeah, the Malveh says, no, kele seller hilviticha. See that he says, I lent you a seller. V'chamisha dinarim ayashaveh. So here, the bride says, chayiv. The Malveh now has to make a shvua. That's a pshat. So Gemara asked the question, mi nishma? So who makes the shvur? This is a good one. The good one says, Misha Pikadon, it's law. Whoever has the Pikadon. Now, no one's got the Pikadon at the moment, in theory, right? Because the Malveh is saying he lost it. The Loveh certainly hasn't got it because he gave it to the Malveh. But when everyone says, who the one's got the Pikadon, it means that the one who had the Pikadon. I think you have to say that. How's the English translation, by the way, in the Gemara, how do they say that?
The one in possession of the deposit prior to the loss.
Okay, there we are. Okay, right. So the one who had the Pikadon. Now, why do we make the Malveh make a... Remember, we mustn't forget that this is a meitiveh. We're in the middle of a brighter as a kashi against who? Against Rav Huna. Could we go back up to the middle of the Amud? We had Yether, Rav Huna said, Mashbin oto shvur she'ena birshuto. We make the Malveh make it. When he says something got lost, when the Malveh says he got lost, we make him make a shvur that he hasn't got it. And why do Baker Max Rezin got it? Ravuna said, in case he took a liking to it, and that's why Sal lost it, but he really wanted it for himself. He took a fancy to what you left him, and he liked your watch. He wants you for himself, or he liked his wife, liked the dress, whatever the case was. So this is we're having a meitive now on Ravuna. It's a whole kash on Ravuna. Ravuna says he makes a shvuya that he hasn't got it. So now the Gemara says, "Mi nishba." This is a kash against Ravuna. Who nishba? She was the one who had it, meaning the malve. Why? Shema Yishva, Gomorrah gives a different reason here, the brighter. Shema Yishavaze, if we make the love, what's the shvur at the moment? The shvur at the moment is not the shvur, Ravuna's shvur was, I haven't got it. This shvur here is what the value of the mashkon was, remember? Because now we're arguing about the mashkon. I'm saying it was worth a seller, you're saying it was worth two seller, I'm saying it was worth 5 dirhams, you're saying it was worth two seller, I'm saying it was worth one seller, you're saying it was worth half a seller. So the guy has to make a shvur now, how much was the mashkon? Once he makes the shvur, we believe him. And whoever owes who will pay the money and settle the difference and walk away. So yeah, who makes the shvur? It says the brighter, the one who had the mashkon. Why? Shemi yishavaze, because the love makes the shvur. V'yotziale tapikadon. And now what's going to happen is that the mal is going to say what he says. The love is going to make a shvur. Now the mashkon is going to say, wait a second. So you're an honest guy, right? We're supposed to trust you. What was your shvur that was worth a seller? Ah, here it is. And he says, and you tell me, oh, this is worth a seller, this is worth the best a shekel. Half a seller, maybe even a quarter of a seller. So in order not to incriminate the love and lose his credibility as a kosher aid, which Rabbeinu Chananel says that in a moment, we'll see just there in a moment, the very last Rabbeinu Chananel, right? We let the malve make the pikadon. Now the Gemara says, now, aha, which are we speaking? What are we, the bright is still in this, but what are we talking about? Elaim asayfe, we're talking about this very, very last case. So the tepuklei, the shvur gabe malvehi. The commodity mixed up. It's partial. We don't need to get into all this complicated reasons why the Malvi makes the shvur. Tell me it's because he might pull it out, step it out, and incriminate the love. The reason simple, the last case we saw, why does he make a love in the last case that the Malvi makes a shvur? Because he was the modi mixat. Like in any case of a shvur by Torah law, a modi when you admit to a portion, here the love is claiming from the Malvi. What was my mashkon worth? Two seller. What's the Malvi admitting to? 5/8. So he's one of the mixats. So why are you getting carried away here about because he might step it out and incriminate him? Ella Amashmuel. Now Shmuel said we talk about the Reisha. The very first case. Remember the very first case there, the Meitive, right at the top. Hamavit Khaver Alamashko, Vavala Mashko, Shikarashave. And he says, no, it was worth a seller. So he says, what do you mean Reisha? My Reisha. Right? He says, how can it be on the Reisha? Look at Rashi, how the Reisha Patrug, where the Reisha, we said the guy's Patrug Meshul, there wasn't a Shvur in the Reisha. She says, no, the Sefer of the Reisha. The second part of the Reisha, what was that? And the Gemara brings up what it was. Sela Hil Viticha, the Malvis Alentio a Sela, and the Malvis says, Shekel Yashave, and the Love, and the Malvis says, you must go to the Shekel, and how did the Love says, no, me lo kere Sela Hil Vitania Lav, Shloshah Dinar Yashave. He says, no, it wasn't worth a Shekel, 2 dinar, it was worth 3 dinar. So here is a modi b'miktzat. And here the love was chayv to make the shvur as a modi b'miktzat. The shvur gabe love hu. V'amar bat Rabbanan came along and said, lishtav malve, let the malve make the shvur. Why? Shemi yishabaze v'yotzi et ha-pikadon. If the love makes the shvur, he's chayv the modi b'miktzat. Remember, the malve could really actually have this, he might have other reasons why he wants to incriminate the love. Now look at Rashi at the bottom over here. So Malve Shloyatash Shavel, it wasn't worth the money at a shekel. And he takes a shekel, the kavan to ikeshwa la love minat Torah. Since minat Torah, the love makes a shekel because the body makes it. Yet look, you can't if just patch the shwur, you can't say there's no shwurs over here, because we scared the love makes a shwur if the love the Malve could incriminate him. So somebody has to make the shwur. So umishum tikkun olam sheloyi pasel Yisrael. Look what Rashi says, because so sheloyi pasel Yisrael. We don't want to incriminate people to make the pass from Eidut. Shaklua lishvur mina, we take the shvur from the love, the shadu al amma, put it on the malve. Now, we haven't asked our question yet on Ravuna, we're getting to it, right? But let's just look at the Rabbeinu Chananel for a second. Minishba, the very last Rabbeinu Chananel on the daf. Minishba, misha pikun es lo shema, why? Yishavazi gotzi haleta pikun, he'll take it out. The eno shave gimul, they're not worth 3 dinarium like the love said. Was it venimza hala chashud ala shvur. And now he is chashud on the guy who makes false shvurs. And therefore, he's pasul as an aid, because guys who lie on shvurs, it's like a hell of a bad offense. We know that. We've spoken yesterday about how severe the concept of shvur is. If you're a liar by a shvuah, then you've lost all credibility. You can never be an aid. So now comes our question. Now remember, we just proved now that why does a malveh make the shvuah? The malveh makes the shvuah because we don't trust, we're scared. If the lover makes it, the malveh will slip it out and say, guys, you're a liar. According to Rav Huna at the very beginning, we make the malveh make a shvuah that he hasn't got it in his possession. Remember? Even right, you make the mistake. Now says the good morning. Now here comes the question. The im ita ledravun. If Avun is right, look at Rashi. Shashome the malve hamashalem damim. Right, if nishbash he's going to pay money. In our case, we're comparing the malve here to the shomer. Right, a shomer. We said if a shomer is looking after something, and now he says he lost it, so he's got to make a sure that he hasn't got it. The malve for our purposes is the shomer of the mashkon. Okay? You ready with me? Same idea, right? So now, itad Rav Huna, kevan de mishtabe mal v'shemesh, what did Rav Huna say? Huna says he makes a shvua that is in his possession. So if he's already made a shvua, we just said the whole reason we changed the concept of shvua midoraita from the love making the shvua to the mal making the shvua is why? He's going to make the shvua the value of the asset was in case the love makes the shvua that what the value of the asset was. And then the malveh pulls it out of his straw and says, oh, look, here it is, you're a liar. The Gemara says, wait a second, if Rav Huna is right, that we make the malveh, the shomer, the guy's holding the pikadon in the first place, make a shvur, another shvur, besides the shvur of the value. A shvur, what's the shvur that he makes him make? He hasn't got it. So then, hey, matzim ha-pikle, how's he going to bring it and show it to you? He himself just made a shvur a few seconds ago, I haven't got it. You ready with me? So what do you mean Rav Huna says that the whole reason that the Malveh makes the Shvua is because we're scared of incriminating him? Well, the Brighter, why would the Brighter say that? If Rav Huna is right, anytime a guy says, I lost something, the first thing he has to do is make a Shvua, I haven't got it. Now we start the negotiations on the value. But first make a Shvua, I haven't got it. If you made a Shvua, you haven't got it. And the whole reason I made the Malveh make the Shvua, not the other make the Shvua, is because of Tikkun HaOlam, because I want to incriminate the Love. How can the Malveh afterwards pull it out and incriminate himself? Because he made a shvur a moment ago, he hasn't got it. Now suddenly he brings out a shani what he's got. Are you with me? Right? Okay, so I'm a Rabbah. So the Bach changes, the Mesorah Shas changes it to Rabbah. The Bach changes it to Rava Amar of Yosef. I don't know which one it could be. You can choose. If you prefer the Bach over Mesorah Shas, the Mesorah Shas, he brings it, he says, Nir'ah. The Tarikh Marabba. So it seems like his own Svara. It's definitely a Rabba. Well, it can't be Rava because we've got a Rava coming up. There's a three-way Machloket Avia, and one of them is Rava, and one of them is Rav Yosef. So.
It says, because since Rava's opinion is customary stated after her bias, that's why the. No.
But wait, since Rabba is customary after Abaya, no. Oh, you're saying it could be Rabba because Rabba comes first. But we don't have an Abaya here, to the best of my recollection. We've got Rav Yosef.
There is an
Abaya. Abaya Amar. Ah, wow. That's actually quite nice to know. That's very good. Shkoach. I'm making a note over here. But that's if it's Rava. All right. Rava.
But that's why it can't be.
But Derech Klal Acharei Abaya. Wow, that's a nice one. That's why it can't be Rava. But whether it is Rabba or Rava Amar Rav Yosef, I don't know. Because Rava in the name of Yosef might be able to come before Abaya. Very nice. Okay, shkoach. Okay, but isn't there Rava here himself? I remember there was a Rava himself here. There's no Rava, there's an Abaya. You're right, there's Rava and Rav Yosef. Okay. So it changes over here to Rabba or to Rabba Amar Rav Yosef. He says, no, Shesh Aim Shinishrafa. The aiding that it got burnt. That's why you aren't worried that he could slip it out. So the Gemara says, Yachim Eichem Maitles, if it got burnt, so how's he going to ever, why are we concerned in the first place? Why do we go back to square one? What do we care about? Why is the Brighter telling us that we make the Malve make a Shvua because you can't incriminate the Love? If it got burnt, then the whole Brighter is not relevant, correct? So you want to say, Amar Rav Yosef, we're asking a different answer. You're right. Sheyesh Adim Shenigneva. The Adim that it got stolen. So the Gemara says again, Usof Sof, Me'achem Maitas, how's he going to bring it out then? Why are we concerned he's going to incriminate the Lovi if he makes the Shvua? He says, no, the Tarachu Maitila. Here he might really, look at Rashi, Mechazer B'shoa L'achara Nichnas Ababait Tovim Tzaganav. He might now that he's going to make a Shvua, that he hasn't got it in his possession, right? He's going to make a real effort now to try and find the ganav. So what I understand, if the malve can be make an effort now to go and try and find it, the lovi also make an effort. What said that doesn't work, why? Malve, the man knows you've been coming to his house in the last few weeks. He can look at his guest list and see who's been there and see what's happening and go and try to track these guys down, right? And the lovi, me the man, the lovi hasn't got a clue who's been going to the malve's house. So if someone's going to be able to track down who the ganav was, it's the malve, the guy who had it in his house to begin with. The lover's got no chance. So we understand why the malve has a greater chance of finding it and showing it and incriminating the lover. Okay, that is answer number one. Well, it's actually answer two, answer one and a half, let's say, because Rabbi said the age of Nishrafa, and the Gemara said no. If Nishrafa, the Rabbi said no, it was actually stolen. But answer number one is either that there's proof that we know that it wasn't for a fact in his reshut. So answer number two goes, Abaya Amer Gzeira. Abaya says, no, this is all about a Gzeira. What's a Gzeira? Sheme Yiton Vayome Lo Acha Shvua Metzatia. Right? Why do we make the Malve make the Shvua? Because in case he says, after the Shvua, after I made the Shvua, I found it. So first he made a Shvua of what the value was, and then obviously he makes sure that it was found. Rav Ashi says different. Rav Ashi says, Zenish Bavaji. Rav Ashi says, they both make a Shvua. Zenish Pash and Abishuto. The Malve makes a Shvua that Anabishuto, like what Rav Huna said. The Zenish Ba Kamaya Shave. And the Love makes a Shvua how much it was worth. Vachik Amar. And that's why the Mishnah said Minishba. When the Mishnah said Minishba, it meant Minishba Tchila. Malve Nishba Tchila, Hashem Yishava Zev Yotziha Letabikadon. And now we understand who goes first. Abraita. And Abraita said, when it said Minishba, it didn't mean who makes the Shvua, it means who goes first. They each got to make a Shvua. The one make is not a Kashi on Rav Huna either. The right drop, the one makes a shvua that I haven't the malve makes a shvua that he hasn't got in his possession, and then the love makes a shvua of how much it was worth, and now we aren't worried that the malve can schlep out and show it because he made a shvua that I haven't got in my possession. Right, Rav Huna by Tachlifim Shvad Rava Amar, he says he changes the whole direction of the Gemara altogether. He says Reisha de Seifa. He says the ratio of the sefer, right? Look, Rashi tells us what the ratio of the sefer is. Sefer, havia tiyuvta ravuna, ratio tviat malve, sefer tviat love, ratio de sefer ditani patur, but tviat love. See, that's the ratio of the sefer that we learned that we started the shiur with here today, where we saw that it changed around. That suddenly the love said, I lent you this, etc. That is a tiyuvta ravuna. Why? Because what do we say? The Malve said, Sele Hil Batin Lav, Shtai Mayagna was worth two. The Love said, sorry. Vahala Merlo, Ki Ela Sele Hil Bitichi Alav, Vesela Yashave. This is, then that's not the case that we went. That's the ratio of the same thing. That's the previous case. The previous case. Where he said, Sele Hil Batin Lav, Shnai Mavshave, Vahala Merlo, Ki Ela Sele Bitichi Alav. Now the previous case, Sele Bitin Lav, Shnai Mavshave, Vahala Merlo, Ki Ela Sele Bitichi Alav, Vesela Yashave. The previous case we started with today. Okay, it was case number three, the second to last case, where the Malve says, I lent you money, and the Love says it was worth two, and the Malve says, no, I lent you a seller, the mashka was only worth a seller as well, so therefore we square. It was also the Love and the Malve that, other way around. And there we said, Patu. Now look what he says over here. Now he says, this is the Kashya to Rav Huna. Vimi to Rav Huna, if Rav Huna is right, right, Migo, and the because now we said that they're patru from a shvua, they're patru from money. Why? Because there's no shvua. They're patru completely from a shvua, and he because it's a square. There's no more of a mitzvah in the direction. So it says now, if Rav Huna is right, that the malve always has to make a shvua that he hasn't got it by his rushuto. So then, why are our brighter say he's patru from a shvua? Because Adachinami might be a patrim a shvur doraita in terms of a modeh b'mitzat, of admitting a partial admission. But look what he says. We've got another din, and that's called the Gilgul Shvur. Remember Gilgul Shvur? We learned it in Sotah to be. Remember he said in Sotah even, like when we make a shvur about this husband, it's all other affairs that she had in her life as well. Remember? or we have a case where you can throw a shvua at somebody once he's already making a shvua about that. You can put in, add in other things as well. He says, over here, if im itir Ravuna, so mi god mishtab ma'al v'shana b'shuto, if Ravuna is right, and any other ma'al has to make a shvua that he hasn't got in his possession, forget about the value of the mashkon, so then mishtab enami agil go shvua, kamay ashave. Once you're right, that if there wasn't Ravuna, and we never had to make a shvua on there wasn't his reshut, so the guy's a modi b'miktzat chayv shvua, here there's no modi b'miktzat, he's patur, but if Ravuna is right, then why is he patur from a shvua? Since any had got to make a shvua, like Rav Huna said, that he hasn't got in his reshut. So once you're making shvuas, let's bundle them and rather than another shvua, make you make a shvua on the value as well. Okay, so that seems to be the biggest tiyufta over here to Rav Huna. So I'm Rav Ashi, I'm with the Shmaita Kamad Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi, I said this, right? I said the Shmaita over in front of Rav Kahana, Va'amali, and he said to me like this, Tehe b'ma'amino. Why doesn't the Maal, they have to make a shvua at all, because the Love believes him. Look at Rashi. Hadiktani ma'amin, the tebe ma'amino, hadiktani patur, but ma'amino Love le Maal, v'shenu b'shuto. And you're right. Maybe Rav Huna could even be right. But this, I'm probably discussing a case where the Love believed the Maal, that he hasn't got the mashkon. Therefore, he never had to make Rav Huna's shvua in the first place. According to the Shavuna Shvua, where he makes the Malve make a Shvua, only if you don't believe him. But if I believe you, why make you make a Shvua? Okay, I believe it. So he says over here, right? So, so says Rav Ashi, that the Rav Kahana said to him, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, V'nahamne leila Malve nami baha. Why doesn't the Malve trust the Love as well? I mean, he tells you how much the mashkon was worth. He says, no, kama have shave lo kim le begave. Sorry, why did they have to make a shvua then in other cases in the Brayta how much the mashkon was? He says, on the value of the Malve, he doesn't trust him on that one. He doesn't know. He hasn't how to work it out. He says, no, but how many Malve le Love? Then let the Love trust the Malve on the value of the thing. And no one should make sure. He says, Lo Mahem doesn't trust him. She says, Umashnai Love de Mahaman Le Malve, Umashnai Malve de Lo Mahaman Le Love. How come we got situations where you say that the Love trusts the Malve and the Malve doesn't trust the Love? Right? Why not? So look at this. Gemara gives an answer. He says, Love Mekayem Bebe Malve. The Love, with regards to the Malve, he applies the Pasuk. Look, it's unbelievable this. Look at Rashi Zavir. Lo makam b'malve mikra ze tumat yesharim tenachem. Tumat yesharim tenachem. Look at the end of the passage. Uveselef bogdim yeshadem. Loosely translated. Look at Rashi. Tumat yesharim. Im lol shadam ne'eman v'yashar. Actually, if he wasn't an honest guy, this malve, lo hayu ma'ashrim oto min ha-shamayim. Hashem wouldn't have enabled him to become rich. He wasn't an honest guy. Okay? You got to have a lot of emunah to believe that sometimes, right? Right? Shenemar, tumat yesharim tenachem. It's the tamim of the straight that Hashem gives them nachama and they get wealthy. So the Love says to himself, how did this guy get wealthy to be able to lend me money? He must be an honest guy, an upright guy. Therefore, God, he'll never lie to me. Right? It's a tumat yesharim tenachem. Malve makayim bam belove. But the Malve says to himself, the Love, the end of the pasuk, Veselef bogdimish adam. It's and these and the crooked guys, they just suffer. The crooked and the unfaithful. Right? So therefore the Malve says to himself, listen, this guy's a poor, impoverished guy. He's obviously not such an honest guy, and God's punishing him. That's why he doesn't need the money. I'm not gonna trust this mamza. And the Love says to himself, the guy's such a rich guy, he must be an honest guy, he would never lie to me. Okay. All right, let's carry on. The Gemara is who gavre de afkid kipe gabe chavre. So the Gemara is a masav here. Guy left a deposit with his friend Kifi. Rashi over here kipi nizamim, like what nose rings, earrings, whatever. What are nizamim? Earrings. Oh, is that why you're doing this? Selwyn, the selwyn's going like this. Okay.
Nizam's
actually a nose ring. I said nizamim nose rings. I'm not nizamim. You went like this. That's why I corrected myself to earring. But I think a nizam is a nose ring. No, nizamim nose ring.
Translated here,
dearie. What's an earring in Hebrew? Agilim, no? An agilim, yeah. Nezim is a nose ring, okay.
Nizam is a nose ring, yeah.
Nose is a nose.
A nose is a nose, okay. Nizamim, nose, okay. Good. Okay.
Nose.
But say, kipe gabe chavre, right? He left some nosing or earring with his friend. It makes more sense it was a nosing, because I think in times of Chazal, men had nose rings where men didn't have earrings. Then when it came to the Agil HaZahav, the men took off, wasn't it? Didn't they take off their nose rings as well, the men? I don't know. Maybe it was only the woman. Tachshitim.
For the women, I think.
I don't know, maybe. Okay. I never had a nose ring, so I can't comment. Okay. Amale kipai. See, Kanye says, give me my kipai. What about my knees? Amale lo yadana echodvina. I'm honest with you. I don't know where I put it. Right. So atle kamed Rav Nachman. It comes to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, like this. Rav Nachman says, amale kol lo yadana. When a person says, I don't know something, every time a person answers you back, I don't know, he says, pshi utehi. That's pesha. That's pshia. Not pesha. Pshia. That's negligence. And a shomer chinam is chai b'pshia, right? Not chai b'gnev v'aveda, but he's chai b'pshia. So you were shomer chinam, you were posheya, zil, shalim, ga pay the ga. So lo shilem, he didn't pay. So azir Rav Nachman agvei la'apadnei minei. So Rav Nachman went now and took his as a dayan, and he expropriated some of his property. Now an apadne is normally like a palace or something, but I think it was his palace. Rabbi Chananel says, Apadna chatzer, his courtyard. How did the Gemara translate it in English? Because an apad is normally a palace, but I don't think he took a palace for a pair of earrings. What?
Also the mansion.
A mansion. I like Rabbi Chananel's answer. Rashi is not Rashi. He said he took his courtyard away. Lesof ishtacha kipe. In the end, he found the earrings, and not only found them, or the nose ring. The ikur, and they became very Moroccan. Rashi says, Yatera Adamin, Shepala Balim. He had paid the guy originally under the guy, listen, now their diamond earrings, they were 10,000 shekels. He paid him the 10,000 shekels. He found them after a while, and the diamonds had gone up, and suddenly these earrings are now worth 15 or 20,000 shekels. Right? So Amar Rav Nachman, Hadre Kipe Lemara, Yuva Hadre Apadin Lemara. He said, listen, unravel the deal. Pay him back the money and take back the earrings. Now, obviously, the guy who paid the money, what are you talking about? They're mine. Right, I paid for them. They're mine. So I'm a Rava. So Rava's sitting there. Rava says, Hava yativne kamedok. I was sitting there in front of Rav Nachman. I was sitting there in front of Rav Nachman. This whole thing happened. Right? Rashi, where did Rashi say? There's Rashi over here. I thought it was Rashi. Hava yativne rat. Keshedan dinze. I was with him when he was having this din. Uparkin hamafkid have, and we're learning. Look at Rashi. But perik zeh you know skin. We're learning perik hamafkid. They were learning about perik shlishi of Metzia. This is what the din was. They were exactly. They were on this daf. They were lamed hay amud aleph. Right. Well, they were learning the Mishnah, obviously. Va'amilei, and I said to Rav Nachman, shilaim ve'loratzal yishava. Don't we got a Mishnah? If the guy made he paid for the money and didn't want to make a shvuah. He never applied to me. The driver said, why must they unravel the deal? Didn't our Mishnah say, once the guy paid, didn't make a shvuah, he was kone. Our Mishnah said, if it gets lost, you get the kefel afterwards. As soon as you don't make a shvuah and you pay the money, it's yours. So in the end, the guy didn't want to make a shvuah. He didn't pay went back the money, but in the end, you took away his courtyard. So he essentially paid, right? There was no shvuah and he paid. So why? It's his. So Rava says, Veshapir Avid the Loa Harili. And you know what? I'm happy that Rav Nachman didn't answer me because Rav Nachman was right. Right? My time was a hatam, lo atrichil le beidina. Our Mishnah had a case where the guy didn't make an effort to go to Beitin, and that's why they just, the Momalva came to the Love or the Balapikadon came to the Shomer, and they said, what's going on? He took out the checkbook and wrote him a check. He said, well, hacha, atrichil le beidina. Here, the owner of the earrings, he's going to be the victim now. He's going to lose out. And he went to Beit and he made a whole effort. He wanted to get his money back. Right? So therefore, he's entitled to now unravel and get his money back. So what? The man with Rasav Rav Nachman, the Shuma Hadar, is this a fact that Rav Nachman's always of the opinion that it was a Shuma, whenever Beit Din appraised something and as a result of the appraisal, the hand over the money, you could just unravel? So the Gemara says, no. Shani Atam, the Shuma Betau Tave. It really, Rav Nachman concluded, was a mistake in a situation when he did this, when he took the property away. Why was it a mistake? The Kaveh Kippah Mikra, because really it was there, it was never lost. Right? It's a little bit difficult. Look how she said, Kaveh Kippah Mikra, Sheharei, Betchilat Hashum, Hayu Anezamim B'Yadov, Lo Yayodeh. He never knew that he actually had them. They weren't really lost. It was just misplaced. If he made an effort, he would have found him. Now, he wasn't a poshaya. You put him in a safe place. Sometimes you put something in such a safe place. I'm sure it's happened to all of you. You put something, you hide something away. You can't find it yourself. And I know when my father moved out of his house after 25 years, he found things, he forgot where he'd put them. You know, he found things he'd been looking for ages, and suddenly he found them. It happens. You hide things because you're careful, and you hide them so well.
That stole them.
What?
Who did you blame?
He probably blamed me. I don't know. Probably blamed me. You know, it happens. So he wasn't, he said, was a poshaya. Yeah. In South Africa, everything was the maid, right? Although our maid, we never accused of stealing anything, to be honest with you. Mamash, honestly, but I know. Never right? So he says it was, he wouldn't have made it. He said, no, he has a different case. Rav Nachman's of the opinion, normally that Shuma doesn't go back. Here it is. So now the Gemara discusses what's the prescription period for these things. So Amrei Nahardai, they say, Shuma hadara treisei yar cheshat. You've got 12 months to get back. If you can prove in 12 months that you're entitled to get that, your property back, to whatever, you get it back, otherwise it's gone. But Amrei Rameh, say, well, I don't know where they get that from, because Anami Naharda, and I'm from Naharda, Vesvir li Shuma hadara ola. And as far as I know, in the Harda, you can always get it back. There's no limit. Right? And the Gemara passes the Lochiv, Yilchata, Shuma Hara Olam. Really, it's Olam. Let's move. Why? Mishum Shneemar, Vasita, Hayashar, Vahatov, Benei, Hashim, Elohim, Vadam. We know that pasuk, right? Why? Again, because of lifting Mishurat Adin. You want to do what's right. That's what we said. The Ramban calls it a Nivul, Naval Mishurat Torah. You know that you've taken something wrongly from the guy and you found it, or you're not going to give it back. And suddenly the earrings have gone up and they're the most sought after piece of jewelry in the world. And you gave them a bit of your chatzer. That's right. He said, no, oh, in the Harder, they said, 1 year. We're in the Harder now, 1 year. Thank you very much. What are we talking about? No, you give it back to him. Okay. The Gemara says like this. Pshita shamul ele balchov, v'azil ihu v'shamul ele balchov didei. Now, when we say shamul and we appraise it, it means we actually took the land. You owed somebody money. You didn't pay him back. We took his land and we paid the debt back through baiting with his land. So what happens over here is the Gemara says it's pshita, that if one guy, a debtor, owes money, doesn't have the money, and we take land from him, we give it to his creditor, and then that creditor, he is a debtor to somebody else, and he uses that land to settle his creditor, right? Shamel Abachov today, Amudanlay, we say to the third party, Lo Adiv Atmi Gavra de Atid Mina. In other words, if the guy now, the original love, has got money, he can come back and claim, even though you paid back your debt to the third party, he can go to the third party, give him the money, say, you know better off than he was the original guy who took the land from you or standing there with you. It's like he could pay you back and get his land back. I can pay you back and get my land back. Okay? So, Chaim owes money to Reuven, Reuven owns Chaim land to Moshe, Reuven owns money to Chaim. Chaim took Reuven's land and he owed money to Moshe, and Moshe now took that land from him. Reuven can go to Moshe and take the land back, pay the money and take the land back. However, Zavna Orta v'yadu matana, or if the creditor sold the land or gave as a gift to somebody, now the original love can't go back to the third party. Was if somebody owed me money and I took his land, a settlement of debt, and I sold that land, I gave it as a gift, that's it, it's a done deal. It's a difference between me settling off debts one against the other. Shamula Isha Veinsave, whatever, if a woman, money was taken from her, now she went and got married. Or Shamu Mina De Isha, or they took money from a woman, and then she died. So once she got married, the husband is like a lokeach. Right, so the guy, the con clay, right, Shamula le Isha v'intzava, they, or Shamu Mina de Isha v'intzava umeta, Baal b'nichse ishto lokeh chavei, lo mahadre v'lo mahadrinan lei. So because he's not a yoresh, that's what they're basically saying. The husband's not a yoresh. Husband vis-a-vis his wife is like he bought it from her. It's not a yoresh, it's not a yerusha or a matana. Right? So it would depend in either direction which way it was. Sometimes he could get it back, sometimes he couldn't get it back. Damra Biyoshi Bachirina Ba'usha Hitkinu, Aisha Shemachab Nichsem Log Bechaye Bala, woman who sold her Nichsem Log, remember that actually belongs to him, he's getting the rights of it while her husband's still alive, and then she dies. Haba Motzvian Lokuchot, the husband takes it back from them. Because what do you mean? Even though that it was hers, I inherit it. So the Yerusha is mine. And on a Yerusha now, that sale was basically just a sale for a period of time until he died. Another case of Gemara says, Agvei.
The husband has first rights of refusal.
Always. Agvei, one second, I'm going to find the page here. Sorry, I was going to be late. Agvei Yu Bechovo, right? What happens over here? This is another example, right? Where. Yeah, he didn't pay his money back. And Agvu Ibuchovo, the Rashi, Le'el mi had a gabeshu, talking about if this is sort of baitin. Klomar, im lo shamu a baitin le malve al korcho shel, im lo shamu a baitin le malve al korcho shel lovo, ve kam le ba'atzmo, ve lo yitrichu le din, ve amal lo tu karka ze bechovach. So yeah, now the baitin didn't get involved. He himself went. They didn't want to go to baitin, whatever the case was. And they did it between the two of them without baitin. And he took the land and settled the land. Right? Now, what about, is there a prescription? Can he ever unravel it or not? So, one says yes, one says no. So, mind, one says you can't get it back. Why? This was a perfectly good deal. They did it with consent, both of them. And the one says you can unravel it. It's not a pretty good deal. Why? So, he says, even though he did it, kisufu agvei. It seems to be that he was just embarrassed, he didn't want to come to Beitin, so he didn't really intend to ever give you the land properly. Right? And that is why, look at Rabbi Nechanel over here. Hilchach lom, zesh shemur lom, emat achid, I wrote it down here, but I can't find the Berchan, I'm too late. Okay. So now the Gemara is fine. So now once you give the guy, once there's a court imposed transaction over here. So from what moment, when do we say that you actually consider the proper owner that you can benefit from the land? So Rabbi Amar, Michi Matia Adrachta Liade. Rabbi says from the time that he gets the Adrachta, remember the Adrachta was when the court gives you an instruction now, a search and seize. Remember? Go look for the land, go find the land. From that moment onwards, the fruits are yours. What does that mean from that moment onwards? Even if you haven't actually been registered yet, let's say in the title, do that it's yours, you're ready, it's yours. Right? Abaya says no. Amar Edav Bechotmin Zachino. So it's a little different. Rashi says like this. Look at Rashi. Adrach is Lachar Tishim Yom. He says after 90 days. Shinifsa Kadin Da Amrina and Beperekam. We saw in the first beginning of the Mishnah of this Gemara Daf Tevav. The Beitin Kodvin Adrach, the Ratna Adrachta. All over, everybody's got them, Michelle, you can take them. And then we got 90-day period where a guy has a chance to defend himself, whatever the case is. So when he says, so when the Adrachta would be 90 days later on. Abai says, no, in the moment that the Adim signed that Adrachta, even though he hasn't got it, at the moment the Adim signed, it's ready his. And Rava says, Michi Shalimu Yemei Achrasta. And Rabbi says, no, you give me more time. Remember, we had an achras, you had to publish it every day, like in the morning, shakit and arvit for a whole period of time. So you give it longer. That's the machlok between the two. Okay, let's look at this new Mishnah quickly. Hasoche paramichaveiro. Now the Mishnah is discussing over here a case where you rented a car from your friend, vehishilach, and you lent it to somebody else. So you rented it, you paid a guy to use it. Look at Rashi. Hasoche paramichaveiro. Amat soche, vehishilach, el asopa yemei shechiruto. Says, I've got this thing in here for 30. I'm okay. You know what? I rented this cow to go plow my field. I decided, I couldn't be bothered with the crop at the moment. You know, the buzzword with all these youngsters is Andy Koch. You know, Andy Koch. If you ever want to say that's like Andy Koch. In my house, I don't like the words Andy Koch. Everyone knows that. But Andy Koch, I haven't got that patience to go plow this thing. You know what? There's this cow here and here, you use it. We may take a darka. And now the cow dies in normal course of events. So a socher, remember we said, like a shomer sachar, is patur from meitek adarka, a socher. Remember? Socher is patur from meitek adarka, if it dies in normal course of events. So now what happens is, but the shoel isn't. Everybody with me? Right? The shul isn't patur. So what's happening is, I rented from you the shul. Morovitz standing to you. Morovitz saying, no. You know what? Let's actually make a note over here to look at this Rashi on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. 1 second. Let's go Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, we had a whole list over there. I feel like we had a whole list of the Rashi brought all the things. He says, he said, "The hasocher para v'gnigna v'afa bisha hasocher chay b'gnev avayin." Mikom mikom lo rotzeh l'shakel l'shvah she ne'ensa. Hayanish b'shua. So hasocher is patur from anus, from ones. Yichach ki amar nigna v'chay v'atzmo keren ratz. He says, patur from ones. V'ashoel mishlam et hakol. And the shoel pays for everything. Correct. Okay. So now, what's going on over here? Look at Rashi. Asher meitik edaku patur she hasocher eino chay b'onsi. See that a socher is patur from ones. Vashoel is patur from ones. No, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what the Rashi says. No, that's right. The socher is patur from ones. If it's metik dark is patur. But the shoel is chayiv in ones. We said the shoel hasn't got any reasons because he's getting all the benefits for free. Right?
That's
what we say. Honest is not, it dies. No, so that's called ones. That's honest. If it dies in the natural course of events.
I don't think so.
If died, aren't you anus?
I'll look it up.
Why not? Why is it that honest? It's anus. The guy now dies in all kinds of events.
He borrowed it for that purpose, to use it to work.
Right, and it died.
It dies and as a work, he's not...
That's honest. You couldn't prevent it from dying. It had a heart attack and died. That's honest. Or it had...
beyond his control.
Beyond his control. Yeah. It was honest. When it's not honest, it means that if I'd fed it properly, if I looked after it, if I hadn't overlaid it, if I'd overburdened it, it wouldn't have died.
I'm saying, since he borrowed it to do a certain type of work, and everyone knows when they work, they might die.
No. We always said that was our whole Gemara 2 days ago about whether you make a shvua and you could potter yourself from having to pay. If you made you, because it was a migo that you could have said like a shomer chinam is patur gnev of aveda.
I'm reading from the introduction. We'll have to find it in the
Gemara. Okay.
The shoel, he bears the highest degree of responsibility. That is, he is liable even for mishaps beyond his control.
Yeah, that's honest.
With the exception of work related damages.
Work related, but not
he's working the animal.
No, work related damages. I think means. That work-related damages is if you...
It means I'm borrowing your cow to plow my field.
If a tractor breaks down...
Instead of a heart attack or during the work, then that's...
Okay, this Mishnah argues that introduction. I want to apologize. I've got a taxi sitting outside my house.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to the airport. I apologize. We'll refresh it. We'll refine it tomorrow. But let's, in the meantime, learn the Mishnah, okay? We've got a real steerer now between the introduction to Altschkoll and the Mishnah. I don't know how we resolve that. We have to put a big taiku over here and wait for Yahweh Navi to come. Altschkoll's probably right. Huh?
Rashi says.
No, I'm going to read the Rashi in a second. 1 second. Right? So Rashi says, Shemete Shekedarka Upatur Shasocher Enu Chayv Onsin. So Rashi uses Onsin and Chayv Kedarka as the same thing. That's how I'm explaining it. But Robert says that the Mishnah, introduction to the Mishnah of the Altschkoll, says it excludes Kedarka and says they're different in Onsin. Vashoel shuchayav beonzin mesharem nesocher. So according to the Mishnah, I'm not arguing. There might be a reason here, but according to Rashi, right? Rashi says. So what happens? The socher parim mechaver v'shlerachir umetik gedarka. So yishava socher shmetik gedarka. So the socher has just make a shvur that it died in the normal course of events, and he's partially paid the socher, the maskir, the renter who gave it him. Vahashoel. But the shoel who's chayav in onsin, yeshalem the socher. He has to pay the guy who had, because now I rented it from you and I lent it to him. I'm patur to you for making sure that it died in normal course. Because as a socher, I paid you money. I'm patur from kedarka. But when I lent you something, you aren't patur from kedarka. So now I don't have to pay you, the owner of the animal, but the guy lent it to pay me. So there's unjustful enrichment. Yeah, I'm getting money and I'm not paying it to you. That's what Tadakama says, right? So Rabbi Yossi, Kaitzar ala oses chore beparatosha chavairo. You know what? He's going to start doing business with his friend's car. And a taxor parale balim. On the contrary, he said, what are you talking about, Rabbi Yossi? You pay back the guy. You can't give him the car because the car's dead. But he means, by the power, you pay the money, give back to the thing. Okay, Gemara Amar Rabbi Adibar Avin Labaya. So now it's Amar Rabbi Adibar Avin Labaya. So Labaya, Michti socher b'mai kanida ha para. So it says Rabbi Adibar Avin to the sister Abaya. He says, tell me something. How did the socher in the first place kone the para? He acquired the para how? Beshvua, like we saw in our Mishnah 2 days ago. When you make a shvua, we said now if you made a shvua and then afterwards they find the ganef, who gets the kefel?
You do.
Me.
No, because you had a mishnah.
I made a shvua. The shvua now was kone. I was kone it, right? I could have lied. Right? So the name elay maskila socher. So why does this then the socher should maskil say to the socher? You know what? Don't make a shvua. Dalan to the dal shvua. Get out of my way. I don't want to be involved. I know that because what happens here? The guy rents a kind of friend, and he knows that that guy, his friend, who lent it to his other friend. And now the third party, the guy, the cow dies in his presence. Now we're all three of us sitting around a table, and the malve and the socher says to the maskil, listen, I'll make a shvua that it died in the normal course of events. So I'm patu. The shoel can't make a shvua, it doesn't help. So the maskir knows that the socher is going to get money from the guy he lent it to. So says Avier Rav Yossi, what are you talking about? Rav Inibar Avin, sorry, says to Abaya, since he knows this is the case, let the maskir say to the socher, don't make a shvua. Don't make a shvua, because without you making a shvua, right? And I and the shoel must pay me. Was why we got them, why are we making shvuas in the first place? The whole way that the money began, he became patur for the money. And when he talked to the money, it was because he made a shvua. If he had made a shvua, there was no kinyan. He wouldn't have had the right to that money anyhow. It's only because he made the shvua. So Amar Lei. So Abaya says to him, what me savar socher b'shvua? He said, you think it's because he made the shvua that he was calling? It wasn't because he made the shvua. Mishat mitu dekani. Really, the moment it died, he was kone. Why was he kone? Because he was a socher. And when something dies in his possession, he's patur. He's patur because of other ones. I'm leaving in inverted commas. Right? It's patur because of ones, but maybe Matek Shadak is ones, so not according to Rashi, at least it is. That's why he was koneh, because he was koneh because he's not chayv, therefore died in his premises. What happened between him and the maskir is ois. But there's another relationship here that's between the socher and the shoel, and that's a different story altogether. So what's the shvua for, he says? The shvua kedai lafis datol shebal abayit. The reason he made a shvua is because lafis datol shebal abayit. Now, I'm Rabbi Zaira. Just one second. I'm Rabbi Zaira now brings a story over here. It gets quite complicated. You look at the size of the shirashi over here. He says, Rabbi Zaira, pa'amim sha'abali mishamin kama perot l'socher. Something could happen that the owners end up paying the socher a couple of times. In other words, the situation is like a fuch. Where the owners end up having to compensate the socher. And we go through the whole story over here how, and I'm not going to have time to go through it now. Please, God, I will do that tomorrow morning.